Morning. So since this is the last Sunday service before Christmas, I thought we would talk about the Christmas story this morning. So let me start by saying, I went out last week and I bought 10 strips of tinsel. And I put it over my photographs, I put it over the telly, and it's looking great.
Joe, that's not what Christmas is about.
Who is that? Alright, okay. So anyway, I went out and I bought myself a Christmas tree. And I love putting the baubles on and the angel at the top and my tinsel round about the tree. What?
That's not what Christmas is all about.
I didn't know the Christmas police were in this morning. I'll batter on, I'll keep going. So anyway, I love going out and getting Christmas presents, Adam Jackson. And I love putting them, wrapping them up and putting the wee tags on them and then putting them underneath the tree.
So that's not what Christmas is all about.
Well, that ends the sermon. Jesus is the reason for the season. Well done, Adam. We're going to turn to Luke chapter 2. 9 to 20, and Margaret's going to read that out for us this morning.
Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Saviour, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, in the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby, lying in the manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherds' story were astonished, but Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them.
Thank you, Margaret. We're going to be looking at the shepherds on the hill that evening. They were on the hill. It was evening time. It was a time to relax. It was a time to rest. It was a time for the sheep to graze or to sleep. It's been a long day, the heat of the day, striving these sheep forward. The shepherds watch out for enemies attacking the sheep or wolves attacking the sheep. They were on guard 24 hours, 7 days a week. They would tend to the sick or the wounded sheep and search for any rescue or lost or trapped sheep. Now is a time of peace and quiet for the shepherds, as well as the sheep. The labours and physical toil of the day are behind them. They can relax. They can rest. I wonder if it was a beautiful night with all the stars out and they were just gazing up at the stars. The labours and physical toil of the day were behind them. It's a reflective and restful time for them. And it was in the stillness of the night that God chose to send his angel to reveal the birth of Jesus to this band of shepherds. The shepherds at that time represented social poverty and sinful humanity. And yet it was they who received the message about the birth of Jesus. Not influential politicians, not high priests of the temple, but to a lowly band of shepherds. I often wonder what the shepherds got up to when they were resting because there was no Xboxes, there was no iPads, there was no laptops or whatever. There was no gaming things that they could play in their screens, Adam. But I reckon they played I Spy. What else could they do? So it would go something like this. I spy my little eyes, something beginning with S. Sheep. Sheep. He says, no, it's stars. My turn again. I spy my little eyes, something beginning with S. Stars. No, sheep. So it would just go on and on and on. And then all of a sudden, an angel filled the sky. And they became absolutely terrified at this sight. And the angel noticed that they were terrified. And the first thing the angel says, do not be afraid. How many times does God tell us that? Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I have you in the palm of my hand. Do not fear. At best, the shepherds were common, ordinary people. They were not the socially elite. Most likely, these shepherds were tending to their sheep just outside Bethlehem on the hill. These are the last people you would expect God to reveal this message of the birth of Jesus Christ. Do not fear. Do not be terrified. Sometimes we have fear. What are we fearful of this Christmas? The glory of the Lord shone through this angel. It was a magnificent sight for the angels to be behold. And the angel said, I bring you great news of joy for everyone. Great news for everybody. Us, and even 2,000 years ago, and since that time, we have glad tidings and great joy for the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Saviour. As I said, perhaps we have fears in our hearts this Christmas about our health. Perhaps we fear about going to school. Perhaps we fear about the world conditions. Perhaps we fear about the economics of the world and our own situation. Because Christmas can be an expensive time and it can be a stressful time for people. But the angels tells us, do not fear. Do not be terrified, for I am with you. Because the Saviour is born. Because Scripture has been fulfilled. Isaiah prophesied 700 years before this event that the baby was going to be born in that stable, in that manger, in Bethlehem. Shepherds learned that night that everyone is important to God. We are important to God. Doesn't matter who we are or where we come from, or how much money we've got in the bank, what kind of job we have, God is with us. We are important to God. You may think sometimes that you find God doesn't even know we're here. Does God even know that I exist? But no matter how insignificant we may think we are, God knows you inside out, and you are important to Him. This Christmas, and every day after that. And the scripture tells us that suddenly a multitude of angels filled the sky. What does multitude mean? Well, it's not 50, and it's not 100, and it's not 1,000, but the angels filled the sky from horizon to horizon, singing glory to God. They were singing peace on earth to whom God favors. Glory to God in the highest. What a magnificent sight that must have been for the shepherds. Going about their normal business, tending sheep. Oh, day after day was the same for these men. And suddenly there's a multitude of angels filling the sky. Oh, must have been amazing. Must have been amazing. What a sight that must have been for these men. 1 minute playing I Spy, the next time the sky is full of angels. God is amazing. How great is our God? How did these shepherds respond that evening after this event? The angel returned to heaven with a multitude of angels. Well, I suppose they could have had a shepherd's committee meeting to talk about it, to say, well, what are we going to do? Oh, I think God's made a mistake. He didn't mean us, surely. We're just shepherds. So many excuses they could have made. And sometimes we can do that. The shepherds could have talked all night. But they would have missed the opportunity to be kneel at the feet of Jesus, the Saviour. And sometimes if we're not careful, we can talk, and miss God's favour. Sometimes action is required. These men, it tells us in Scripture, that they left with haste. They didn't debate it. They didn't talk about it. They went, let's go down to Bethlehem and see this thing that the angel has told us about. And they ran. They ran down that hill into Bethlehem to see what the angel had said. And right enough, when they got there, there was a baby wrapped in snugly strips of cloth, just as the angel had told them. Sometimes we can debate things, we can talk about things, but really, we really have to just act on God's word or God's vision, whatever way God communicates. Remember the shepherds, when there was no mention in Scripture, the shepherd says, well, what about the sheep? What are we going to do about the sheep? They didn't mention that. They just says, let's go down to Bethlehem and see what this angel was talking about. Now, the sheep were their lives. That was their whole being, was tending sheep and looking after them and protecting them. But they ran down that hill. We need to sometimes be careful that we don't talk ourselves out of responding in faith to God's call, to God's voice. But these men, as I say, responded right away. They said, let's go down to Bethlehem and see this wonderful thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. And as I say, they ran down to Bethlehem to see the baby Jesus. They were not hanging about. They'd run to that manger in Bethlehem. And they were blessed to find out that they had found the Saviour of the world. The Saviour of the world. Just think about that. The Saviour of the world, wrapped in snugly strips of cloth. Amazing, amazing. So they ran down there and to meet the angel, blah, blah, blah. And they left. They worshipped Jesus in the manger. And then they left, praising and shouting to God. And every time we come to Jesus, we can praise and rejoice in God's goodness. And right away, when they left that night, they became evangelists because they started to tell everybody they met about the Lord Jesus lying in the manger. I wonder what the reaction was, Karis, when they told somebody, oh, we had a band of angels telling us to go to this place, and we retold the story. I wonder what people's reaction was. Maybe had too much of the wine or whatever. But these men were evangelists overnight. And everybody was astonished at what they said. As I say, the shepherds were now evangelists, proclaiming the love of God. They returned to their flocks of sheep, glorifying and praising God. What an experience for these men. They were just going about their normal business, as we do on a day-to-day basis. And all the multitude of angels, and they witnessed the baby Jesus. Amazing. How great is our God? You know, it's not enough just to hear about Jesus. We have to act. We have to go forward to Jesus. We have to kneel at his feet. We have to act out his requests. Joe, I want you to do this. Don't debate it, Joe. Just do it. Simple as. Act out in faith. If the shepherds had debated that all night, and they would have missed the opportunity to witness the baby in the manger. Jesus is calling us today, 2,000 years later, to kneel at the feet of Jesus. Every one of us. And the proclamation of Jesus as the Saviour is for in here and out there. And the evangelists, the shepherds knew that. They'd went to see Jesus, and the next minute they were turned into evangelists, exclaiming that God was born that Jesus Christ was born and he was the saviour of the world. We need to kneel before him and accept him as a Lord and saviour. We need to repent of our sins and accept Jesus into our hearts. Perhaps we need to reignite our love for Jesus. We may have been falling away. Well, Jesus is waiting today for you to kneel at his feet this Christmas. You know, that's a history lesson 2,000 years ago, but it's so relevant for today. So relevant for today. The shepherds learned much that night. What did they learn? Well, they learned they were important to God, despite their social status. They were important to God. God had chosen them to go and see Jesus and to witness to the world, their world, that what they had witnessed. They learned they could know the Saviour personally. So can we, 2,000 years later. They learned they could know that the Saviour's personally, and so can we. They learned that God had wonderful news for all who believe in him. We have wonderful news to tell other people. 2,000 years later. What happened 2,000 years ago happens today. Same lessons the shepherds learned 2,000 years ago. They are the same lessons we can learn 2,000 years later. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? 2,000 years ago. We are all important to God. Every single one of us. There's no exceptions in that. We're all important to God. And we can have a personal relationship with the Saviour. We can learn that God has wonderful news for those who believe in him. God has wonderful news for us. He may have not told us yet, but he's got wonderful news for us. He wants us to do things for him. He wants us to follow him, the Saviour of the world. We can learn that when God calls us, we are to respond. When God calls us, we can't sit for 3 days and debate it. Talk to our friends, do this, do that. The shepherds responded that night without hesitation. And we need to sometimes respond without hesitation. We can also learn that God loves the outcast. God loves the outcast. These shepherds were of low esteem in society. They were nothing. But God chose them. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? He chose us. We follow him. God always reaches out to those who come to him, no matter what society may say or think of them. How great is our God? He's an amazing God. Do you know Jesus this morning? This is a perfect opportunity to kneel at the stable, at the manger, at the feet of Jesus, and accept him as your Lord and Saviour. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that for the story, Lord, of these shepherd men, Lord, hard men, Lord, rough men, tough men, and yet, Lord, you chose them today to go and see the baby Jesus in the manger and to witness to all the people in their world. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we can learn the same lessons 2,000 years later, and, Lord, we can pick up so much from this story, Lord, to respond in faith, how important we are to you. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for this message. And we pray, Lord, we take it home with us, Lord, and we kneel at the feet of Jesus this afternoon. In Jesus' blessed name, amen.